One of our top stories this morning, Missoula police are interviewing a passenger who survived a deadly single-vehicle car crash late Monday night. Police spokesman Travis Wells said the car was traveling at a high rate of speed, headed north on Johnson before it crashed into the home.
Officers responded and found a car that came to rest in an alley just north of 13th Street. They also discovered that a driver, adult male, was deceased, and adult male passenger was conscious and breathing and able to speak to investigators.
The crash took the life of the driver, whose name has not been released, and did a great deal of damage to at least one nearby property. Residents were in bed when the car crashed into their home, according to Welsh.
For reasons as yet unknown, left the roadway and crashed through the property. It looks like there's at least a couple areas of fence that were damaged. The car did clip a corner of the house and caused some damage. From the layman's point of view, it doesn't look like structure is threatened at all, and I'm speaking of the house. However, the shed that the car went through looks like it was completely destroyed.
Investigators are still trying to piece together what led to the crash. The nearby intersection was still closed over 12 hours later. It's unclear if the driver was intoxicated or may have suffered a medical attack, like a heart attack, in the moments before the accident. Authorities in northeastern Montana have identified the school bus driver and a woman who died in a head-on crash. The school bus took students on a field trip. Valley County Sheriff Vernon Berkeley told the Billings Gazette that 73-year-old Harold Jim Belcher of Fort Peck and 23-year-old Julianne Steiger of Troy died in the crash Tuesday morning. Four eighth graders and a field trip chaperone were injured in the crash about 15 miles west of the small city of Glasgow. The Highway Patrol said Steiger's pickup crossed the center line of U.S. Highway 2 and collided with the bus driven by Belcher. School officials say the students were on their way to Havre on a field trip that focused on Montana state history. Officials say two larger buses carrying other students on the field trip were traveling ahead of the smaller bus that was hit. On Tuesday, at a press conference in Helena, Montana Attorney General Tim Fox released the results of a survey that he and his staff have been preparing for several months about how the state is responding to substance abuse issues. Fox provided some alarming statistics from that report.
Since 1980, the drug offense rate in Montana has increased 559%. Methamphetamine violations are up over 500% in just the past 5 years. From 2010 to 2014, the total charges in Montana for the emergency room and hospital visits with a primary or secondary diagnosis of substance abuse totaled $796 million.
Chief of the Montana Highway Patrol, Colonel Tom Butler, said criminal interdiction teams have been working closely with county sheriff's offices on the state's highways. He expects those results to be equally alarming.
I just view the criminal interdiction teams as another resource to them to find these illegal substances as they're traveling across the highway. I think we'll probably find some staggering numbers when this is all over with. Once we get down the trailways, they've been out for a month now. I'm guessing once we get a yearly snapshot of that, there'll be some disturbing, significant numbers that we're going to find.
Fox said it's hoped that some of the recommendations made in his report may eventually be used by the 2019 Montana legislature to craft new drug laws. State officials have issued a draft operating permit for an underground copper mine in central Montana that opponents worry could harm one of the state's most popular fly fishing destinations. Tintina Resources said yesterday that a third-party contractor will be hired to study environmental impacts of the Black Butte mine near White Sulphur Springs. Under state law, the review of the project must be done within 1 year. The company says the mine would employ about 240 people and remove 1.3 million tons of rock every year. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality says the project needs additional air and water quality permits. Environmental groups are concerned about potential pollution into a tributary of the Smith River, which is so popular among boaters that the state conducts an annual lottery to regulate access there. The question most often asked of UM Vice President for Enrollment and Student Affairs, Dr. Tom Crady, who was specifically hired, by the way, to increase enrollment, is how does enrollment look for fall? So we asked yesterday.
Thursday, and then they shut the system down and they do a final count. So, you know, the goal, as I mentioned last year, was to stabilize the first-year enrollment. And from all indications, we're feeling pretty comfortable with that, but we still have to wait until we get the official numbers, on Thursday.
Crady did have unofficial numbers as of yesterday, about 9 a.m.
The registration numbers right now are 11,982 students, and that's about 500 students below last year. And the reason why we're not the same I knew before I accepted the position that we weren't going to make the overall enrollment the first year. But the good news is that our budget is set at 11,400, so we're at 11,982 right now. So we're feeling pretty good about that.
Grady said the official numbers could be released by Friday or perhaps next Monday. As of midnight last night, Stage 2 and Stage 1 fire restrictions in western Montana are gone as the fire danger level has plunged from extreme to moderate over the past 2 weeks. Chris Johnson with the Northern Rockies Coordination Group explained.
Had a recent bout of rain, and a lot of the fires in western Montana have gone from suppression to fire line rehabilitation and soil stabilization, so it's time to lift the burn restrictions that have been in place for quite some time around western Montana, all through western Montana from Kalispell all the way down through Missoula.
Johnson explained the type of activities that are now permitted now that the fire season appears to be on pace to end soon.
Campfires and hunters warming fires will be allowed, and people can run chainsaws off-road to go get some firewood and not have to worry about being done before one. It's typical that we get a season slowing event about mid-September, just like this one. And it's also very normal that we get a season-ending event around the end of September.
Many counties, including Missoula, still have ongoing burn bans on private property. Johnson says burn permits are typically allowed after September. A 15-year-old boy has pleaded not guilty in a school shooting that left one classmate dead and three wounded in Washington State. Court documents released yesterday reveal that Caleb Sharp entered his plea Friday during a brief court appearance 2 days after shooting at a rural Freeman High School in eastern Washington. Sharp, a sophomore, has been charged as a juvenile with one count of first-degree murder, three counts of attempted first-degree murder. His parents and his attorney were present for the hearing. The Associated Press does not normally name juvenile suspects, but is doing so because of the severity of the accusations and because Sharp's name was released in public documents. Our news talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Valley rain and mountain snowfall today with our high temperatures in the low 50s. It will be breezy at times with wind gust up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.